This morning, we're going to take our reading lesson out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. I'm going to read the entire chapter for a reading lesson this morning. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. And here we find this church that the Apostle Paul has gone to. He set this church up in his second missionary journey. And we see here this in our reading, how he's addressing the church, starting in this first verse of the first chapter. It says, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you. And peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and our labor of love and the patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. In the sight of God our Father. Knowing, brethren beloved, the election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, which with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, who he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. In this reading this morning, I have some thoughts that I was thinking about. We're coming into a time of what we call Thanksgiving, and where many of us gather together with our families and we'll sit down at a table and we eat all day, basically, is what that's what I'll do at my house, probably. But, we're the time of Thanksgiving, though, that I'm thinking of here and I'm looking at here as we read in this reading of Apostle Paul, his time of that he's speaking of here that he was thankful that the Lord put him in this place, in this.
I wish I could say something.
All right.
I enjoyed the service last Sunday real good. They did a good job. But he had an influence over a little boy. Sometimes we don't think they're listening. But last Sunday he was listening, and he went home and over what Dylan preached about being saved, he asked if the Lord would save him. And I just felt like I had to say that this morning and remember him. He's about 6 or 7 years old. But Dylan had an influence on him, and it got to him.
Amen. That's the way it works. The word preached through the power of the Spirit has that effect. Anything else on anyone's heart? As I was saying here, the Apostle Paul, was giving thanks to this people. to this people at this church for just for who they was. He knew in our reading here that they were much more than just somebody that would jump on the bandwagon as followers of Christ. It says here, but they, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. There are people that may come in and visit us from time to time that don't necessarily know us or know, understand our ways. And there is something different, you know, possibly to them. I hope there is. That when they see in the people that there's something that has an effect upon them, just like this young boy did the other day, that there was something that had effect upon him, the preaching of Jesus through the work of the Holy Spirit of God. That's how it worked with me. I heard that. It affected me. It convicted me. I prayed. The Lord saved my soul, and there was an assurance that was given to me that those people that I were gathered with, that they knew the Lord. There was an assurance that was given to me that that man that stood behind the book board and he preached Jesus, that he knew the Lord. There was an assurance. There was something that it wasn't a visible manifestation, but there was something that perceived. There was something that was perceived about this people and about this person. The Apostle Paul, you and understood through this people and this church that he set up. He wrote this church a little while after he came in. He was probably in Corinth, the way I understand it, when he wrote this letter, and it was on down a little bit in time, because basically when he was there in Thessalonica, he got run off. He got run off by the Jews. They didn't want to listen to what he had to say. They didn't want to believe him. And also, the Apostle Paul, you can turn over into the book of Acts, and we can see where Paul came into, and actually in the 17th chapter, you can read that, and you can find where Paul entered into Thessalonica, and he went into their synagogues, and he reasoned with them, it says, three Sabbath days. If you'll read in and it says here, he reasoned with them for three Sabbath days, and he went in and he talked to these people, and he had an effect upon them. Most of the ones that seemed like that followed after him were those that were possibly of the Greek. There was the Jewish and the Greek. These Greek proselytes that was there that had come to the following of the Jewish tradition and the ways. These Greek people, you'll find in the reading, there are many of them that come to believe and understand. And it speaks on in this 17th chapter that there were many women that came to follow and believe the preaching that Paul had. But he was ran off by the Jewish people. He was ran off, and he went on to the next town, I believe it tells us about, Berea. He went there, and when he got to Berea, the people, the Jews, found out that he was having a positive effect upon the people that were there in Berea, and they came from Thessalonica to Berea and run him off again. They just kept pushing him away because he was having a positive effect. There was something about him that had a positive effect. There was a perception. There was something that people could see. People were being saved. by the preaching of Jesus. And he simply went in there in their synagogues and he reasoned with them. He was telling them from the Old Testament. He tried to reason them with them. As you look at these things, when they're talking about that, as he's reasoning with, the Apostle Paul had, all he had at that point in time was the Old Testament. The New Testament wasn't written. He had the Old Testament. As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul wrote the majority of the New Testament. So he was reasoning with them out of the Old Testament. He was pointing to them that Christ must suffer and die. He told them that this one that suffered and died would be raised again, and that Jesus Christ, the one that he was telling them about, was the Messiah. So he went through the Old Testament and he tried to get this people to believe. And there were people that believed, and there were people that got saved. There were people that were changed. There was a perception about them. And the Apostle Paul here in this, in all of his writings, except for in the book of Galatians, he always gives a thanks in the opening of his letters. He always gives thanks to them. We give thanks to God always for you, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. The Apostle Paul gave thanks for them. I give thanks to this morning to God for you. For your labor of love, for your work, for your effort, for the things this morning that you do for God. For the things that you do for the sake of this church. I give you all thanks this morning. I'm just so thankful. When I tell you Sunday morning that I'm thankful that you're here, I mean it with all my heart. I truly am. Because I know that through and by the work of the Spirit of the Lord, that there is good things that can happen. There's blessings to be had. I myself, throughout the week, it seems like I go through times where, that I get away from the Lord and that my thoughts are not centered on the things of God. And, we let a lot of things get in our ways through our day-to-day walk. I didn't preach last week. It just like, to be honest with you, when Brother Dylan called last week, I was wondering what I was going to preach. Didn't know what I was going to preach. Into this week, didn't know what I was going to preach. Coming into this week, somebody would think, well, preacher, you've had 2 weeks to study, to be ready and prepared, and you need to give us a good one today. Well, it don't work that way. Not for me, anyway. But I just think this morning about, I thank you all for your efforts, and for what you have meant to me. I have seen the demonstration of the assurance of the Lord in your lives. In many instances and testimonies, your prayers for me, so as the Apostle Paul gives thanks to those that love the Lord, I also this morning give thanks to you that love the Lord this morning. I hope and pray that each and every one of us is here for the reason that we love the Lord this morning. That should be the first and foremost reason that we're here. That we love the Lord and we want to serve Him, because through that is where everything follows. I came in here this morning, I sat down, and not of assurance of what to say or how to say, and still not completely, but it's like as I was, when I come in here and I gather and I meet with my brothers and sisters and I sit down and I pray and I sing songs, it just feels good. It just feels good to me. There's a word that's said here in my reading. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. That word joy that's brought forth in this morning, that's the best way that when I was sitting over here this morning before Sunday school, the best way that I knew that I could describe the day. Joy. It brought joy to me to be able to be here this morning. I think about those that weren't able to be here, those that are sick and not able to be here. Those for one reason or one purpose or another have made a choice to not be here. And I was thinking how much joy that it brought to me just to be here this morning. Some people may think that that's silly. But to me, it's not. I think when we get away from the Lord, the best place that we can be is in the Lord's church. I think when our thoughts and our mind drifts away and we can't seem to focus or think about the things of God like we should or like we need to, the best place to do it is to come to the house of the Lord and meet and congregate with God's people and be thankful that they're here. I know I am this morning. I'm very thankful. In this first verse up here, we think about where it says the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God. In this particular wording here, in this meaning here, it says in God. We think about, it has a reference. If we'll look over here, and this is a word that we mentioned a little bit already. In this second chapter of 1 Peter, in the 9th verse, it says, "But you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." This word, peculiar people. Peculiarity, you know. The difference that we see. This word's made up of two different words in the Greek language, around and to be. So you think about the word around, you think of a circle. You think about the circle that God encompasses us with. God around us. He's always all around us. And if we put ourselves in the middle of that circle, we can know and understand that through this word of peculiar, that God is around us. Where it means that we're purchased. We've been purchased by God. The teaching of the Bible tells us that we were slaves to sin. That those of us, each and every one of us, before we were saved, we were slaves to sin. And that through and by the death of Christ, He was made the way for you and I, that we was redeemed. That when we trusted in Christ, that we were taken away from the slave market and that we were made to be
And the Apostle Paul here is giving thanks to those people that don't act that way anymore. There was a change that come about in them. They got saved by God's grace and the power of the Holy Ghost was upon them and their life. And it was a visual thing that they could see and understand. And it had a great effect all across the country, all in the people all around them. They loved the Lord. They were followers of Christ, and it had an effect upon them. They were a peculiar people. And the Apostle Paul was thankful for that. He was thankful for their, and the word, when you think of the word peculiar, you usually think of odd or strange or something like that. I mean, we're not weirdos, but we are strange in the way that the world perceives us when we think about the things of the Spirit of God. See, that's what separates us. It separates us because there's a spirit inside of us that makes us different. Our outward appearance looks just like everybody else. And if we live just like the world, nobody's ever going to know about the inward person. But when we live for the Lord, and you know, I've made the statement before, Jesus walked this earth some 30 years before anybody knew anything about Him or what He was. But until He started ministering in the Spirit of the Lord, and when people took notice, didn't He? In 3.5 years, He turned this world upside down. When He started ministering in the Spirit, well, that's all the information that we have that's been given to us. When we as God's people are living and working in the Spirit of God, it's a great thing. And it's something to be thankful about this morning. It's something to be thankful about. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith. How often do we think about those that we grew up under? The preaching that we heard when we were young. The people that were influences in our life as we grew up that helped to shape our lives, to help point us in the right direction, help to lead us in the way that we go. Aren't you thankful this morning for those people? For those preachers and those good sisters and those good brothers that love the Lord. They just love the Lord. And it was evident that they love the Lord. It showed. They come into the church house on Sunday morning. And they love the Lord. And they didn't have to say a word. You just knew. I'm thankful that it's that way today. That there's still a people that is coming to church on Sunday morning, and you know, sometimes we'll have testimonies. People get filled up. Sometimes there ain't no preaching. Sometimes there's no word said. Sometimes it don't have to be anything said. It's just that sweet peace, that joy that comes in us for serving God and lifting His name and doing what He expects us to do. Meet together and lift His name. This day that He set aside for us to do that. Such a blessing. This whole book of the Thessalonians we look at here, we can see there's a lot of eschatology in it. That's just basically a big word meaning for the end times, what's going to happen in the end. It goes through, and there's a lot of things that tells, actually there's something written in every chapter about the end of time, the Lord coming, you know.
And to, in this 10th verse, it says, and to wait for the Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. He's delivered us. We're purchased. We're a possession of Jesus, and he's delivered us. And we have that to know and understand. We have that to know in our hearts. That because we trusted in Jesus, because we believed in him, we repented of our sins, and he saved our soul, that we're delivered. Isn't that something to be thankful about this morning? I am truly, I'm thankful this morning. That's one of the best ways I know to put it. I'm just thankful this morning. I'm thankful to be here. And I guess I want everybody else to be too this morning. I just want everybody to be happy and everybody to be thankful. To enjoy themselves. Serving God. To come in and just love the Lord and serve him. Be thankful for all the blessings that we don't deserve. All the stuff that we truly don't deserve, but we get it anyway. We think about, I don't present this way that much for the simple fact that I believe we all got work while we're here on earth to do. But aren't you thankful this morning that heaven's going to be your home? I don't like to present it in the manner that I got my car punched, I'm going home, I can live however I want, do whatever I want. I don't like that thought and intent. But it is that way. If you've been saved by God's grace, one of these days, heaven is going to be your home. Now, whether you want to live in misery and sorrow and pain and suffering and anguish while you're here upon this earth because you choose not to serve God that saved your soul, well, that's going to be on you. You know? You can have a good life and you can have a blessed life. If you want to love the Lord and serve him, then he'll take care of you and bless you. But if you don't, then you can suffer the consequences and go to heaven one of these days. You can live a miserable life here on this earth and go to heaven one of these days. It says for those in the last chapter of this book, in the 5th chapter, it says, now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil to any man, but ever follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. Rejoice. I've said it many, many times. We should be the happiest people on earth. You should be able to not smile off our face. Even in
heaven. Something better awaiting for them. No matter what comes before us this morning, let's give thanks to God. Be thankful for what we have, what He's given us for this church, for those that are here today. And just rejoice in your heart this morning for what God has done for you. Let that joy show in the world. Happiness is a powerful thing. Happiness is a powerful thing. I've had many, many, many people in my life come up to me and said, you've always got a smile on your face. You're always happy. You're always smiling. Doesn't anything ever bother you? Doesn't anything ever upset you? Absolutely it does. But I know the one that's in control of it. All of it. And so the weight's not on me. God bless you all this morning. That's my feeble message. I pray that the Lord will take it this morning and use it in some way to help you all. I don't know what it would be, but these are my thoughts this morning. Be a thought or a word on anyone's heart. We all go through troubles and trials and struggles and temptations. But when you think about that word purchased and you being in that circle of God, just remember this. Everything that comes at you has to go through God first. Everything. Every trial, every temptation, every trouble, every sorrow that goes, that will ever go to you has to go through that circle. You've been purchased by God. God's got His hand on you. We sang our first song this morning in Sunday school. The shepherd in the arms of God. I don't know if that was a song, but there was a verse in there that said something about that. That's what made me think of that. But we are, we truly are, sheltered in the arms of God. Something on someone else's heart this morning. If not, thank you all for being here today. I love you all. Pray the Lord bless you. And standing, we'll be dismissed. Let's don't forget her. We're going to dismiss and go to get her tonight. Yeah, okay. We dismissing services tonight. All that can and would like to attend service at Gateway.
Really appreciate it. I'm sure Sister
Anything else?